Tara Lipinski is now a star figure skating commentator on NBC, but two decades ago, she trained in Detroit, then won a gold medal in Nagano. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon tried to follow in her footsteps during a lesson with her coach, and well, let's just say he didn't win a gold medal.
20 years ago, Richard Callahan helped Tara Lipinski become an Olympic gold medalist, but I was not impressed. Sure, I can coach Tara Lipinski, but who couldn't? She can skate. But what about coaching a 33-year-old clod who has never been on figure skates before? If Callahan really wanted to test his coaching skills, I would be his guinea pig. I've skated since I was 3 years old, but never on figure skates. So as I stepped onto the ice at the Detroit Skating Club for my lesson, I had just one question. With no stick to hold on to, what should I do with my hands? I got that answer 1 second later when I tried to take my first stride on the ice, leaned too far forward, accidentally jammed those stupid toe picks deep into the ice, and performed the first of many face plants that day. Seeing this pathetic display, Callahan urged me not to skate too close to the boards. He said, "I don't want to see you crush your face." He then showed me the correct posture, your shoulders directly over your hips, knees, and skates, with your weight in the middle of your blades. Sounds easy, unless you've spent 3 decades doing the exact opposite, leaning forward on your toes. If you use a hockey posture on figure skates, the toe picks stick in the ice, and you'll fall on your face many times. I never realized how hard the ice really is until I hit it without hockey pads. Callahan had me try 3 jumps, the sow cow, the toe loop, and the waltz. He added some preliminary moves before each jump, which helps you build momentum and rhythm so you can jump higher. But if you're a clod, trying all those pre-jump maneuvers just gives you more chances to screw something up before the actual jump. By the time I got to jumping, I was already so off balance my feet felt like they're glued to the ice. I could not break the Earth's surly bonds. This is why Callahan turned my jump a sow cow minus and said my toe loop looked good, technically. Which is kind of like saying, your girlfriend is beautiful, in theory. Our final jump, the waltz, proved to be my saving grace. When I actually got some air on this one, Callahan could not conceal his surprise. "Actually, that wasn't bad," he said. "It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad. Now I just need to get you to do it all with a little less violence." That meant landing better. With just 2 minutes left before Callahan had to coach some girl named Tara Lipinski, I finally got through all the pre-jump pivots without screwing up, I got some air on the jump, and I landed on just 1 foot. Callahan was as stunned as I was. "That's really a lot better," he said, and then caught himself. I mean, compared to where you started. I decided not to push it. I thanked him for his time and let Lipinski try her luck. It turns out she did even better.